want to talk about sport. In fact, I want to talk about the fact, the psychology of sport. You know, it's well known that sport is about as much the mental activity as is the physical activity. And on-field banter, teasing, trash talk, or what we sometimes call sledging, is all part of that. It's often used to disrupt an opponent's focus and confidence, making them susceptible to errors. You can think about sort of the infamous Zidane headbutt back in 2006 Soccer World Cup, or even more recently, Nick Kyrgios commenting on Stan Wawrinka's girlfriend. But does it have a place on the modern sporting field, or is it really a bit of unacceptable behaviour? I'm being joined by sports media lecturer at the Holmes Glen Institute, Dr. Sam Duncan. He's also the author of Footy Grounds and Grandstands. Sam, good morning.
Good morning. Great to be with you.
Great to have you. Now, look, a bit of context. Is sledging a modern phenomenon?
No, not at all. It's been around probably forever and a day in different forms. I mean, ever since there has been a contest on the sporting field, those athletes participating have been trying to get an advantage. It's taken different forms, though. I mean, a lot of sledging and fair sledging has legitimately been seen as banter, humorous, witty, off-the-cuff comments that might place some sort of doubt in the opposition's mind or even distract them. But then we've got another type of sledging, which is far more sinister, probably, and its intention is to demean. And throughout history, but, you know, particularly, here in our Australian sporting landscape, there's been several examples of individuals taking a stand that have, I guess, changed the course of what sledging means. I mean, in the AFL world, Nicky Winmar famously lifted his St Kilda Guernsey after he was sledged from the crowd about his Indigenous, culture and race. We've had Michael Long take a big stand against racism as a sledging tool in sport. And famously, he and Damien Monkhurst of Collingwood went into mediation after an Anzac Day game. So all of these things sort of, have happened over time and evolved to the point where we are today, where people seem very unsure about what is and isn't acceptable on the sporting field.
When we play international people, do you worry that there's a cultural thing that maybe the way we would sledge in Australia doesn't translate too well to other cultures?
Well, I do know that some of our sports do have a reputation for being sledgers. I mean, our cricket team, nationally and internationally have been renowned as being, pretty good on the lip, to be honest, and looking for any advantage. I was recently in South Africa and there's still that lag. They see Australian cricketers and as a byproduct, many of them see Australians in general as being pretty, loud and aggressive and overly confident and good on the lip and, are willing to pretty much say whatever they want for some sort of tactical advantage. So, yes, I guess so. I guess there is that perception from the outside looking in. We have gone through eras where quite literally anything has gone nothing seems like it is out of bounds. But, sport, as with society, has evolved and moved and our social norms and expectations have changed with it. But one of the byproducts of that is some people are marching to a particular beat of a drum, moving forward and changing their views on a lot of things, and then a lot of people are not. And so when we have instances on the sporting field, like we did a couple of weeks ago when, a lot of the St Kilda players down here in the AFL were sledging Carlton captain Mark Murphy about his partner, his wife. Yeah. A lot of people down here were outraged. And then there was another portion that didn't know what all the fuss was about. So it certainly is dividing popular opinion.
Is it gendered? I mean, do we see this in women's AFL, in netball, or is it mostly on the boys' side?
Look, I probably don't know, but my guess would be that it probably is a little bit more established in male sport. I mean, traditionally here in Australia, the professionalisation of male sport has happened a lot quicker across a lot of codes than women's sports. And we know there is kind of a blokey, aggressive mentality in a lot of sports. And with that comes this whole idea of mental toughness and dishing it out to see just how much the opposition can cop. You know, I think things are better now, to be honest. I think that there are, you know, lines being drawn around what's acceptable and what's not. And I think there is a greater emphasis on play. And that's not to say that sledging doesn't exist. I mean, as I said, you know, to begin with, sledging's traditionally been based on, you know, an advantage based on often quite witty and humorous and intelligent remarks. And, you know, I still think there's a big place in the game for that. But I guess, you know, now we are reaching a time where people want clarity on what's fair and what's not.
And that's not a bad national conversation to have, if you ask me.
Yeah, well, look, I wrote a column about this the other week where I called for, you know, professional sports to develop a code of conduct to tell us what you think is acceptable. Because if you look at, you know, the NRL or the AFL or the A-League, I mean, increasingly they represent a wide cross-section of society. They're from diverse backgrounds of different upbringings, some from metropolitan areas, regional areas, some from wealthy backgrounds, some from poorer backgrounds, different religions. And so I think it'd be a good thing if they told us, you as the participants, as the players, tell us, as young Australians even, what you deem is acceptable and not. And then I think it's incumbent upon the fans who go to support these players to jump on board. But I did note Gil McLachlan, the CEO of the AFL, said last week or late the week before that he thinks there's already too many rules and introducing a code of conduct wouldn't be a good thing. I tend to disagree.
Sam, I like the sound of your plan. We're going to leave it there. Thanks so much for chatting to Breakfast this morning.
No worries at all. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Dr. Sam Duncan there. He's a sports lecturer at the Holmgren Institute and also the author of Footy Grounds and Grandstands.